Harav Buni Mepeshischa. So he brings a famous Nakuda that many of the Mefarshim also say the same thing. It seems we know that the enticer, he was the Mesitu Mediach. This last week's parasha was the Nachash. Nachash Akad Muni. That he was able to entice Chava into the Avera. So the question is, when you see the Qilala, when it comes to the Qilala of Adam HaRishon, because of the fact that he ate from the Etz HaDa'at, the Pasuk says that Beze'at Apecha Tochalech, that when you come to earn a living, it's going to be kashe. It's not going to be so easy. Sometimes a person has it easy. That's for different calculations. Depends on the person's mazal. But in general, the Pasuk says, Bezad apecha tochalechem, is going to be difficult. When it comes to Isha, being that she also ultimately did Avera, gave it to Adam HaRishon. So he says, Be'etzev teldim banim, there is going to be tzar leda, tzar gidul banim. She's going to have difficulty at the time of delivery. She's going to have difficulty, you know, both parents, Khalila, are going to have difficulty raising a child. So the question is, when it comes to, however, Nachash, that was the instigator, it was the Nachash that caused the whole thing. We see the opposite, that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, from now on, Al Gachon Chatelech, you're going to walk on your stomach. So, and then, on the other hand, when it comes to its food, says that you're going to find, HaNachash says, Afar Tochal, you're going to find your food in the dust and in the earth. So the question is, that is the question of the many of the Mefarshim, that it doesn't seem to be a Qilala at all. So any location that it goes is going to find its food. So where is the Qilala? So the Qilala is as follows. What we were mentioning yesterday. When a person sees no need at all whatsoever for religion, religiosity, for Torah and Kedusha, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his life, that by itself is a qilala. The fact that a person imagines that he could handle things on his own, and I don't need help of Hashem. I could handle it myself. So therefore, when a person has in his life difficulty and challenges, says, sometimes gives us different types of difficulties, challenges. It could be in parnasa, it could be in health, it could be in raising a child, could be with other aspects of a person's life. That because HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires that you should have difficulty to do the difficulty, you should come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When, however, a person sees no need at all whatsoever because of the fact that his parnasa is set, doesn't get sick, whatever it is. So then automatically, you don't see a need to have any type of religious experience. You let go of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually lets go of you. So he's letting go of Nachash. I don't want him at all whatsoever. I don't want him to approach me. Get your food. Get out of my domain. That is the Nekuda that many of the Mefarshim explain. That is the, when it comes to also, in the Mass, a person cannot be a judge to say anybody is in which category. Each person has different mazal, but he writes it over here. He says that you see some individuals that mamash, for every minute thing, they have to be mevakesh, they have to be requesting from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, however, when it comes to a Rasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it seems, at least to our eyes, he says, L'rasha gadol b'riyut v'ashirut hakol kedei shelo yavu'ot b'tefilato lefanav. It could be, the man said, we don't know for sure, but it could be that perhaps the reason is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, as if to say, Khalila, I've given up hope, get out of my domain, live your own life, I want to have nothing to do with you. But the man said, as we know, says that when it comes to kol ma shetomar elecha b'al habayit aseh chutz mitzeh, even if a person says by Elisha ben Avuya, the Rebbe of Rameir ba'al Hanes, his mistake was the fact that he imagined that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him, get out, shuvu banim shavavim chutz mi'acher, I want everybody that is sinner come back to me except acher, Elisha ben Avuya, I want to have nothing to do with you. So he made a mistake. Even if a person hears such a heavenly voice, a person has to go against heavenly voice. It could be bad call is either the voice of a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it could be the voice of an angel. At the end of the day, even if you hear such a thing, it's he made a mistake, the Mefarshim explained. But at the end of the day, this is the Nekuda with Elisha ben Avuya. Afilu if a person who is a Rasha, he hears such heavenly voice that Shuvu Banim Shavavim Chutz Me'acher, you cannot come back, I don't want you, I don't want to hear you. So a person is supposed to persevere, he's supposed to continue, he's supposed to be Am Keshe Oref, he's supposed to continue to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want you, I want to have a connection to you. So this is, even if you hear such a thing, Kol Ma She'tomar Elecha Ba'al HaBayit, whatever the Ba'al HaBayit, the owner is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever he tells you, listen. Except if he tells you, get out of my domain. You don't listen. You have to have chutzpah to come. It says, chutzpah kelape shemaya mehane. Gemara says, you could use prudence, this middle of chutzpah, to be able to come and convince HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take you back. Chutzpah afil kelape shemaya mehane. So it helps, even when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to say, we'll eventually, when he sees the how sincere we are, he will take us back. Amen.